I make no claim to complete dispassion in the bizarre and tragic case of Terry Schiavo.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The case is a triumph of symbolism over substance. She has become the cause célèbre of the right-to-life movement. There is no equally powerful right-to-death movement. The case is full of great ironies. A large part of Terry's hospice costs are paid by Medicaid, a program that the administration and conservatives in Congress would sharply reduce. Some of her other expenses have been covered by the $1 million proceeds of a malpractice suit, the kind of suit that President Bush has fought to scale back. President Bush and Congress took the Schiavo case seriously enough to interrupt Easter vacations and fly back to Washington for the speedy passing and signing of the bill seeking to federalize the case. No one worked harder for passage than House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who must have enjoyed the respite from his own ethical problems, and Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, who may be looking ahead to the election in 2008. The doctor in the Senate, Senator Frist, did the curious thing of looking at some four-year-old videotape and hazarding the off-the-cuff diagnosis that Terry was minimally conscious, that is, not in a vegetative state. Both Representative DeLay and Senator Frist disclaim responsibility for a one-page Republican memorandum calling the debate over the Schiavo legislation a great political issue that would appeal to the party's base, that is, the core supporters. The memo also said that this is an important moral issue, as though assuming that moral and political are the same thing. And while the battle rages over her, there is Terry, who can smile and grimace spontaneously, but cannot speak or respond to stimuli. She will not know what a great contribution she's making to morality and politics in America. This is Daniel Shore.